the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Maya Angelou said, "The more you know of your history, the more liberated you are." February is Black History Month in America. It's an occasion to remember and celebrate the contributions of Black people to our country and the world. It's also an occasion to shed light on history that's not always mentioned or often overlooked. I'm Emily Yip. Joining me today are Ivania Garcia-Pusateri, Executive Director of Multicultural Programs at Missouri State University, and Nia Morgan, Multicultural Programs Graduate Assistant. They're here to share more about Black History Month and how it will be celebrated on campus. Garcia-Pusateri.
For us here at Missouri State, Black History Month is part of our heritage programming that we do throughout the academic year. It's important that we continue to celebrate these months just because they give opportunities for us to learn about the contributions of the people that they made to U.S. history and to global history. And specifically with Black History Month, it's important that we continue to learn about the history, but also learn about these unsung narratives of the Black community that unfortunately we don't get to learn in our history classes or general history consumption. But here at Missouri State with our public affairs mission, it's our duty to continue to have opportunities for more cultural competence. Even sometimes it might be celebratory, but also have critical dialogue on the idea of Blackness and identity and what does it mean for our country and what it means to be Black in the Midwest and specifically what it means to be Black in the Ozarks.
According to Morgan, the focus on Black History Month on campus allows Black students to feel a sense of belonging.
It's just really important for us to give our students here that do identify as Black the opportunity to celebrate that part of themselves that they might not get to do while in the classroom or in the residential halls or even within their friend groups.
Several events will take place throughout the month based on the theme Shades of Blackness.
We wanted to make sure that our events are not just focusing on what Western culture looks at as what it means to be Black, but looking and making sure that our events are inclusive to all people who are identified as Black.
One major event is the Hues of Blackness Sankofa reception at 5 p.m. February 23rd in the Plaster Student Union.
This year we'll be taking on more of a dinner and a show type of feel instead of a traditional banquet setup. So we'll be starting the evening with the Langston Hughes Project and then ending the evening with some hors d'oeuvres and food as well as some light dancing and music. And so that will be a really nice event.
An online RSVP is required to attend the reception. It's free for students but $10 for staff, faculty and community members. Payment must be made in cash at the door. Another highlight is a brand new series of talks inspired by Facebook's Red Table talk show with Jada Pinkett Smith.
The original show is set up in this like multi-generational discussion. So it has Jada, her daughter, and then Jada's mother. So three generation of women talking about different issues. They've covered things such as racism, mental health, addiction, marriage, blended families, all kinds of different topics. The main point of the show is trying to give listeners and people who watch the opportunity to hear these topics coming from different generations. We decided to take our own spin on that, titling ours Maroon Table Talks, where we will still kind of have the same setup as the original show, but we'll be tackling some topics like intersectionality, what it's like to be Black in Springfield and that whole experience, as well as mental health within the African-American community. Just kind of giving our students the opportunity to hear experiences on those topics from multiple generations. With us taking that on here, we try to do that by making sure we include a student from our campus, as well as maybe a faculty or staff member that could still be able to provide those different perspectives from like different people within our overall Missouri State community.
Garcia-Pusateri believes the programming will help people understand each other better.
These ideas or these opportunities with dialogues, what we're doing with some of the programming, is going to allow students to come into these spaces and really understand this idea of Blackness and how it's very multidimensional, and then realize that, especially when we get into political issues, that these false narratives of what it means to be Black are maybe issues these people can take on and fight against and create the unity that we desperately need.
For further details, including a full list of events, visit missouristate.edu/multicultural programs. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.